Blog Talk Radio.
You ready?
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Tonight, Lady Lynn will not be able to make it because she was feeling a bit under the weather, but you know what? I believe I can handle this wrestling report on my own. See, the gloves are off, and the NWO Club parallel, which I will get into later on tonight during Off the Rails Uncensored. And I am so glad to report that there was actual wrestling on tonight's show, and by that I mean there's actual wrestling, and not just talking. It was nice. It was refreshing. It was great. So, let's see. I would have music to go with Monday Night Raw, but I believe, here's the thing. You want to talk about major implications of awesomeness? So, let's just take a look. So, chaos between Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley opened up the show. And by chaos, there was a falls count anywhere. Because, I mean, thank God they stopped promoing. And it was amazing. So, they finally let loose. And Corey Graves cursed on air. Because why? Oh, my goodness. Braun Strowman threw Bobby Lashley into the fucking LED board on the Tron, and it was amazing. And, yeah, we've been asking for this for a long time, and it finally came to fruition. So, let's see here. Well, then I want to go backwards. I mean, that's not the main highlight. The club reunited. We'll get to that later. Samoa Joe and the War Raiders defeated the New Day. I wonder why they're teamed up. That's odd. Drake Maverick brought his real wife on air. And then he finally won the 24/7 championship. Cesaro completely destroyed No Way Jose. Charlie Caruso. Okay, so they're on Monday Night Raw. Okay, this is interesting. So we asked for NXT to show up on Monday Night Raw, and they did, kind of, sort of. Shane McMahon, Drew McIntyre were out for a promo. Okay, see, that's yeah, that's the one spot left that didn't. So Lacey Evans beat Natalya because of Baron Corbin. The Miz beat Elias in a 2 out of 3 falls match. Stop doing that shit. Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins beat Mike and Maria Kanellis. Wow, they didn't leave. Okay, well, by submission. So, I'll get to that later, but here's my thing. I'm so happy that WWE is taking risk and, you know, by them taking risk, it means implementing the club, because she obviously saw obviously their version, WWE's version of entertaining the fans was given giving matches in one promo, I gotta say, color me impressed, because it took them a while. It took WWE a minute to get the picture that if you don't adhere to what the fans want, the fans will eventually leave. Now you got interest, but you could bring in the club. And some may say it should have happened, woulda, coulda, shoulda happened 2 years ago when it comes to AJ Styles, Luke Gallows, and Karl Anderson. But I'm okay with this, because as long as you give us an entertaining show and at least you give AEW a fight, I'm entertained now, because all the stuff that's been going down, because now you have Moxley, you have Dillinger, and well, I don't think that's his name in AEW, but you have all this stuff going on between AEW and WWE. Now, let me point something out. I'm a fan of both, and I could point out things all night long, but let's see, you're Joey Janela versus Moxley, and Moxley took Hangman Page, my goodness. He took Joey Janela's socks off, and Joey Janela squealed like a girl when his feet hit thumbtacks. I ain't gonna lie, folks. That would hurt like a motherfucker, and you'd have to have some kind of adrenaline left in you just to go through that shit. See, I'm getting off track here. So, in other words, it was 3 hours of show. I'm fucking surprised. I really am, because WWE would cut promo after promo after promo. Does this mean that they're going to do it every week? And they actually implemented talent from NXT so that the people that are normal fans would not forget. And no offense, but for the fans who only watch Raw, more power to you, even though you need to watch more. Street Profits are NXT Tag Team Champions, and they're bringing the swag back to Monday nights. Interesting. I mean, I thought NXT was not allowed on Main, but you know what? Adjust with the times, as they say. My goodness. So, here's what I have left to say. Actually, I have a lot left to say. I am excited about what AEW is doing and what WWE is doing. Now, it's been a minute since fans have had three companies, but I guess I don't consider Ring of Honor to be ECW. That'd be CZW's job. CZW, Combat Zone Wrestling, located in Philadelphia. Their main offices, that is. Isn't that funny? You've got CZW, AEW, and WWE. You also have Ring of Honor, New Japan Wrestling. You have and Wrestling Revolver and Impact Wrestling. You just have a lot of choices, fans. And it's great. You know why? Because fans never get the choice. They never do. They always are told, this is what you should like, this is what you should be about, and this is who should represent you as fans. So we never really get a choice. I mean, we're given choices in WWE, but this is who we like, so you're going to like him too. And if you don't like him, well, then that's just on you. I'm just happy as a clam. And I've said this multiple times. With AEW in circulation and bringing out all the stops, especially the hardcore, you know, Falls Count Anywhere, no DQ, John Moxley versus Joey Janela, you know that shit's going to really, really sink in. And WWE took notice, obviously, and they're trying to get things back on track. So So. Here's the thing. As I'm reading your questions, you're asking me who I favor more, and I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to play this favorite game. I'm going to go to AEW. I'm going to go to WWE. God bless it, man. I'm very non-biased. I just happen to love to jump all the way up in the air and say, please fix your fucking shit before I go crazy. And I'm not just a one-man army. No. I am one of many. I'm not drunk. Thank you, sir, for asking, but I am not drunk. I'm merely trying to piece my thoughts together without a co-host yet again. It's not her fault. She's sick. But we're going to get past that. So Cesaro destroys the Street Profits show up, so now the tag team division can get a lot more interesting. This is kind of like, you know, back in the days of Eric Bischoff is running Monday Night Raw, Paul Heyman is running SmackDown Live. So is SmackDown Live going to parallel ECW, and is Monday Night Raw going to parallel WCW? I don't know. I honestly do not know. So here's what I'm going to say. Moxley, Janela, good job. WWE, awesome. You did amazing tonight. I seldom say that, folks, because you look at the matches that I just looked, they're all matches. There's only one fucking promo. So it's not a surprise because WWE has to start pulling out all the stops to get attendance. You want attendance? Get The Rock to show back up. Get Stone Cold to get involved. It doesn't matter. The Undertaker's already showing up, man. It's just, I would like to think that seeing as a lot of people from WWE are not out of the company, that there would be a great divide between the wrestling world that used to watch WWE instead of watching it now. They're all going to AEW, you say? No, I don't fucking think so. Most people that are watching this product right now that we call professional wrestling, there's a lot of you picky fuckers. And I am one of the people that just basically said, okay, it's time to rethink, reorganize, and not rebook, but just basically redo the things that you are doing currently. So WWE did something. And they, for the first time in a long while, opened the show up with a match that made people go, holy fuck, this actually happened. I haven't seen explosive matches like that in a while. Okay, well, I saw Joey Janela versus Moxley, and I saw, Jungle Boy and Jimmy Havoc and all of them this Saturday. But the point is, if people can remember who did what and why they did it, then the wrestlers and the promoters and the bookers in each respective company, both AEW and WWE, have done their job. Because I don't know about you guys, but I believe that if you just watch straight promo after straight promo after promo after promo, you're going to get fucking bored and you're going to lose your shit. So let's be real, shall we? Oh, by the way, before we get into the gist, happy pre-4th of July. What's up, US of A? What's up, UK? Thank you for letting my Yankees win. That was awesome. Oh, and you know, what's up, Latvia, Indonesia, Germany? What's up, Australia? What's going on? UK, okay, I already said you guys, but I love you. I love you to death. China, what's up? Budapest, what's up, Ireland? What's up, everyone, basically? So anyways, as I was saying, you have to present the fans with a product of which we can get behind, not something that, you know, yourselves are concocting the story and it doesn't quite fucking work like that, because as you notice, yes, 10 weeks are not going to go well over with fans. Now, some people may be picky about this, and they may say, well, they should have done it last year, they should have done it 2 years ago, they should have done it 3 years ago, which really should have happened. There's a lot of things people will not understand about a wrestling war. Even in the Indies, companies feud with one another because they're petulant little children. Okay? Either that or a promoter has reason to believe that his promotion is the only promotion out in town. And this is the mistake WWE made, but they're making amends for it. When you have competition, you don't want to straight up do promos all the time. And when Lashley got speared into the friggin' stands, or into the LED board, my bad, on the Tron, wow. I mean, it's about damn time, because this company needed to get its hands dirty. They need to get every element ready for when they're going to switch over to Fox. And not just that. Their attendance has been super low. If you notice, the camera barely panned up to the other sections, which they probably did not care. It's because WWE isn't, they did not implement any celebrity bookings or, let me say that again, celebrity bookings or not booking as best they can. Because if they were booking as best they can, then they wouldn't have this issue. But, you know, let's focus on the good instead of what I normally focus on, which happens to be a lot of bad. And I'm glad that they actually gave us a professional wrestling show. And, I mean, I've been saying it in different wavelengths. I've been saying it in different phrasings. But technically what I'm trying to say in a roundabout way is congratulations, WWE. You popped your cherry. You had Corey Graves, great character, and legit say, holy shit. And speaking of that, you know, we're going to delve into why I believe the NWO and Club Parallel are similar, but there are some much, much better differences between the two groups, all right? So, Monkeys in the Truck. It, mommy. Oh, but before I do, this show contains explicit language, even furthering your ability to either turn my show off, or best yet, not even tune in. So, you have a choice. You can put headphones on your children, tell them not to repeat what I say at their summer school, because I guarantee you, the teacher's going to be wondering how foul of a mouth or where did you learn this from, blah, blah, blah. Monkeys in the Truck. Hit my fucking music. Dig it. Yeah. The cult of personality. Alright, so we are like, nah, that was flat. We are like Nobel Prize from a leader speaks the reflection line. You won't have to follow me. Sorry, I get carried away. The Club NWO Parallel, which is the focused in on section of Off the Rails Uncensored. You want me to believe that there's not a little stealing in wrestling. It happens all the goddamn time. It just does. There is no rhyme or reason as to why, but it just does. The reason why it happens, I don't know, maybe because Bischoff is running Monday Night Raw. It couldn't be all him. I mean, look, the Club should have happened, and truth be told, 2 to 3 years ago, but we have them now. So we should be happy. AJ finally we get our wish. The Club is on Monday Night Raw. Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson, AJ Styles for that matter, Finn Balor. I mean, they can interchange members at any time they want. Is it going to parallel the NWO Black and White, NWO Red and Black? And, you know, the Bullet Club is international. You got Kenny Omega. You know, Moxley might join, I don't know. But here's my thing, folks. If you really want to know why I'm saying there's a parallel between the NWO, New World Order, Black and White, except for who's the third man is not a thing. Did they point us in the obvious direction of the fact that AJ Styles is eventually going to break out the Club? They teased it, and they gave it the right amount of buildup. Is it, you know, to be of someone's approval? No. It's fucking professional wrestling. Thank goodness. Because every time that I've tuned into WWE, it's been the latter half last into the show because I've had other things I've had to do. But I could not miss the opportunity to point this out. Hogan was not well known to be the third member back in 1996, which then spawned the historic NWO. It was great, folks. Is the Rock Hill Gang in the background why it's great? No. Is it the fact that Hogan finally decided to shed every single good image of him and change the course of professional wrestling history? The answer to that question is hell yeah. Because that helped spawn the Attitude Era. And that in turn made WWE and WCW go toe to toe. It'd be awesome if, you know, they continue this story with the Club. Because if they don't, well, you know, certain things will happen. Fans will be lost even more. The attendance will keep, you know, dwindling. It was dwindling. I saw when they were in Dallas. They need, okay, here's the thing, folks. Unless it's NXT, universities are definitely not going to be entertained. So, here's the thing. Speaking of NXT, introducing the Street Profits to the main roster. Are you sure you want that? I mean, look, they introduced Ricochet and he's already acclimated himself as the United States champion. Then you have Aleister Black. At one point you had Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, all of NXT's finest. And they seem to be lackluster in a few areas. But, you know, here's the thing. I have 32 minutes left to babble on about the parallels of NWO and Club, and I'm going to take a breather for a minute, so bear with me. If you would like to join, if you would like to be a part of one of the best wrestling schools in the world, invest in yourself. Go to monsterfactory.org. Do not email the office, please. There's a number located directly on the website. Train under the world famous head trainer, who has gotten Matt Riddle, has gotten Mike Orlando, you know, a bunch of other good names across the board. A lot of connections. You say Danny Cage, you think awesome. You think head trainer, coach, mentor, great dude, one of a kind. I could go on kissing Danny's ass, but I don't think he would. Never mind. Let's just go and go to monsterfactory.org. You can actually download an app too. They are also available for any birthday parties that you may want. They have their own network. They have shows every once in a great while. No, they have shows Saturdays, Tuesday, Factory Saturdays, Factory Tuesdays, every. Just join, invest in yourself, monsterfactory.org. If you have any questions, look at the number on the website. Invest in yourself and become a professional wrestler. Make your dreams come true. Invest in yourself. Be true to yourself. Go to monsterfactory.org. And that'll do it for the advertisements. For half an hour, am I going to spend time talking around in a circle about how the club could be very similar to the NWO? I mean, the NWO started out with three members, Nash, Hall, and Hogan. One of the biggest, most historical turns in professional wrestling, as I was saying earlier. Now, not to bore you to fucking tears, but I'm not going to. It took a lot for WWE to get back to basics, which is putting on a good show, entertaining the fans, and making sure that we are not left in the dust. Because I watch AEW and I watch you guys. I gotta say, AEW is gonna give you a run for your fucking money. And right now, WWE almost, I wouldn't say break even attendance wise, but they did improve. I gotta give them more credit. I gotta give them credit where credit is due. They had one promo tonight, a whole 3-hour segment. There's no doubt in my mind that they are attempting to try and have a decent wrestling show. So instead of it, hang on, folks. We're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification right here on Off the Rails Uncensored or Wrestle Radio Network Mondays. Dig it. Wouldn't that be great, OI4K joining AEW's? Anyways, you want a surprise. You want the absolute element of surprise because they've been teasing the club for 3 years straight. So, you know, either learn your lessons or you run away from them. And WWE is finally starting to get the picture, the wheels inside someone's head or some people's heads are finally starting to turn. Either a lot of the slate got cleaned, or finally people started listening to the mad science experiment known as a podcast. And it could be anybody's podcast. It could be the Awesome AJ Show. It could be Heel Mark's podcast. It could be a variety. Some may say this is like Saturday Night Live, and that it's funny that they're attempting to do something. Well, you don't ever laugh at a company that's been around for 40-plus years. I mean, we can laugh. I'm not saying that we can't. It's just, oh, how do I put this? It's refreshing because it's seldom said about WWE nowadays because they ran out of ideas. No, it's their presentation. That's what made it so damn sloppy. You know, in the recent years, speaking, you know, from like 2016 to 2018. So, and I'm reading your questions. Yes, I think that the proper answer to this one is I am very critical of WWE, but however, criticism can change into, okay, very non-biased cynicism. No, what's the words I'm looking for? You can kiss my ass. I like wrestling. I like having to see a show. And I don't like... What I don't like is when fans start saying, well, you said this, you said that. I say many things that I'm not going to retract, okay? So here's what I'm going to say. Everybody that ever says they have never said anything bad and starts to say, well, I can retract, you know, these things. Oh my goodness, you guys are freaking hilarious tonight. What I'm going to say, how the club and NWO parallel, well, the symbols are the same, you know, the mark of the group, you know, the two sweet symbol, one big guy, one medium-sized guy, and one guy that has a southern draw, and so we're going to have a southern draw, kind of. So, let me think. Well, you guys are questioning me at a rapid pace, but I really, really think that the NWO, you know, it was a different time. Did it change history? The club, did this just change history? Sure. Because you have the Bullet Club existing in AEW with Kenny Omega. It could be Hangman Page, but I don't see it happen. Joey Janela, maybe. You know, Moxley, that might be a good fit. So, here's what I'm going to say. And I keep saying this because a lot of you start your questions, and I'm trying to get through the show by answering some of them, and I can't answer 52 questions, sir. That's damn near impossible. But I can answer your question, and that is the reason why I say it's very similar to the NWO. There's three. NWO started out with how many? One, two, oh, three. The club has AJ Styles, Luke Gallows, Karl Anderson, but what other parallels are there? One changed the course of history. This one might change the course of history, might set off a chain reaction. That being said, I'm happy AJ Styles and Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson are finally reunited. It's been feeling so good. Do you know why? Because now they ganged up on Ricochet. Now there's no lovey-dovey sportsmanship bullshit going on. There's just one big heap of hatred, and I'm fucking enjoying it. Not to say that that's not positive. At this point, WWE needs a swift kick in the ass. They needed that swift kick in the butt to implement the club, to implement Cesaro destroying No Way Jose. To only have one promo on the show to make an emphasis that, you know something? WWE doesn't play around. They actually mean what they say. Kind of for the first time in a long time, because I haven't seen a quality show since 2018. Couldn't tell you what the card was, but there are several moments. Okay, Asuka winning. Asuka winning the Rumble, Shinsuke winning the Rumble, and then them getting screwed over in the main event at WrestleMania. Shinsuke losing to AJ. Awesome. I mean, there's a lot of ups and downs. Bliss losing to Rousey, which was a joke. They're making up for this right now. Anyway, so as I was saying, before I'm getting rudely interrupted, man. Let me just phrase this nicely, and I had a lot of pause in there. I believe that it is a good thing that WWE is making their presence felt, because if not, a lot of fans would have left a long time ago, but we still watch. There's those that watch both, and there are those that decide, okay, I really just want to be exclusive to one because I'll be more satisfied, and that's AEW. Or I like to watch both just to see how things pan out. That's me. Choice B, but you know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to end the show tonight just by saying the following. There's good wrestling and there's bad wrestling. So please understand, the NWO helped change history. The club forming tonight could also propel history in this current day and age of complaining about professional wrestling. So hopefully you guys get what I'm saying. And if you don't, then I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. So tomorrow, join me and my guest, Ezra Zealous. He'll be joining us at 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central, however you want me to say it. got three choice words. Let me repeat this. If you didn't like what I said tonight, then I got three choice words for you. Forget about it and be sure to tune in tomorrow with our guest. I will be flying the show solo tomorrow. Granny Holster is in Vegas. And that's that. So that's a wrap, folks. Have a good day, night, whatever. Love you all. Take care of yourselves. Happy 4th of July. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Dig it.